This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. This